Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our study of Tehillim. We are on Perek Tzadi Dalet, Pasuk Yud, the Shir Shel Yom of Yom Revi. Hayoser Goyim Halo Yochiach, Hamalamed Adam Das. So here, the psalmist continues to talk about how silly it is to deny the fact that Hashem is running the world. As the Radak says, Hayoser Goyim, he chastises people. He rebukes the sinners. What about all the people in the Mabul? And what about stone? So how can these wicked people delude themselves by thinking that they're going to be spared from rebuke? According to the Targum, Goyim refers to Am Yisrael. Hashem gave the Torah to Am Yisrael in order to instruct and give them tochacha, chastise them, yoser. So that which they should be kept in line. We should do the right thing. Malbim. Always love the Malbim. Har yoser, ritzon olom, raken yochir Hashem. This is what God's going to answer those Paul Eav and those sinners. Mitzachu Yoser Goyim. Mitzachu Malamid Ladam Das. That there are two ways of doing it. Number one, through an individual. That's Hamalamed Lodam Das. Hamalamed Odam Das. Alide Odam Prati Shamalamdo Das. Kamoshigali Chide School of Chomanavim Belandim Shiadu Afone Ashkochoso. So one way is teaching the individual Das by, like, the Nevim, the Chide School of the Chachamim, who teaches them his ways of Ashkocha. Oshi Ochiach Aladeshi Yisar Goyim Vigdolim Bi Surim Achi Yoiz Yakiru Ad. Or it's going to be an entire nation. Through Hashem's rebuke, they're going to see his Hashgacha. Hashem, Asher Yodea Machshavos Adam Ki Hema Havel. That's the next pasuk. God knows the thoughts of man. They're futile. Shiochich viru shelo levad shiodeas masav. He gam yodea machshavosav avol vein dover nelami. God even knows that a person's thoughts, nothing is hidden from Hashem. We continue to pasuk tzadi dalel, like we read, up to pasuk yud aleph. Hashem yodea machshavos adam. Kehem ahavel. Hashem made the Radak says, Amalei Adam Das, he teaches man knowledge. Hashem made the brain. Of course he knows what's going on inside. And in this pasuk, the Radak says, yeah, Hashem knows everything going on in the human intellect. And some people think, no, Hashem doesn't know what I'm thinking. But that's a senseless, that's a futile thought. Because Hashem is aware of everything. Hashem yodeh machshavos adam. He knows their thoughts that they're thinking that he doesn't know. Kiyama havel. And that's the nonsense. That's the futility to think that he doesn't know. Every thought. It's amazing. Hashem is following the thoughts of 7 billion people all at once. Pile plus. And he knows every last thought. Says the Malbim, nothing. He already said in the previous pasuk. Says Rashi, Hashem yodea machshavosechem shatem svurim lizgaos b'nei zera melucha. He knows your thoughts that you want to have haughtiness with the crown of kingship. V'teiduku hevelheim. It's hevel. It's futility. It's nonsense. Asher agever asher tiasrenu ka. And we torascha telamdenu. Praises to the man who ka disciplines, and whom you teach from your Torah. Radak says the strongest argument of the Rishayim who deny Hashem's presence is then if Hashem likes tzidkus, then why did tzaddikim suffer? And then the pasuk says that Hashem gives affliction to those who He loves. It's for their benefit. Ki kasher yaser ishes b'naro ken Hashem elokecha miyasereka, like a father to a son, Hashem rebukes you. The Malbim, Asherei Atam Atchil Ashiv Ashelat Tzadik V'Ralo V'Rasha V'Tovlo. Now we're going to answer the question of why a tzadik suffers and a Rasha has it good sometimes. Shaydei Sharosha Matzlich Yemar V'Yovo Kitzav Achwisu Adei Oved. Because the Rasha is Matzliach, and that brings close his end. Like the pasuk says, Mishalom Lasonav. Why does he pay those who hate him? El Panav Lahavido, to destroy him. But a tzaddik, because he suffers a little bit in this world, saves himself from an eternal suffering. So because of the temporary yisurim, he is going to have silence. He's going to have rest from the days of evil. That's why a tzaddik has yisurim in this world. He has it in this world, so that in an eternal world he has it good. Shazi karela rasha shachas adayad. And then a pit is going to be dug for the wicked forever. Lahavido leolam, to destroy him forever. And what does it mean? What does that have to do in the pasuk? Asher agev asher tiasrenu ka. That's what we understand. It praises to the man who cut disciplines. But what does mitorascha telamdenu mean? The answer is we learn this from the Torah, like it says in Mishalim El Sonav. So it's good that he gets payment here, this Rasha. And the tzaddik, he has to suffer, but he's going to have it good forever. Or it's parallel to Asher Agev Asher Tiasrenu. Fortunate is the man who gets Yisurim. That's Lahashkit Lo Mimei Ra. That's to give him rest from the days of evil. And then when it says Mitorasu Tilamdenu, that parallels Ki Lo Yitosh Hashem Amo. Which it says in Pasuk Yedalid. From the Torah we were taught that God will not abandon His nation. Next Pasuk. Before we get to the next pasuk, Rashi, quoting the Gemara, that when are the Yisurim considered Yisurim Shalavu? When there's no Bittul Torah. And it's considered Yisurim Shalavu. Lahashkid lo mimei ra, to give him rest from the days of evil. So Rashi says that when a person suffers, when Hashem disciplines him here, that saves him from the days of evil and the punishment of Gehenna. The Radak says the days of evil experienced by the Rishayim give rest to the tzaddikim who they persecute. Malbim in the Bir Hamilos, Lahashkid lo shielo sheket miyom amavis, Mulam iira bimei ra. says earlier on, he should have peace from the day of death. Like the pasuk says, why should I fear from my days of evil, which is the day of death? V'yesh lefaresh shemitaras ratalamdeno, that the Torah teaches us sheyishkot v'lo yisraim al yemei rav ayisurim, that a person should be silent and not complain on the evil days and the yisurim, and wait until Hashem digs the pit for the evil. Adi karela rosh hashachas. Rashi says that the tzaddikim suffer in this world only until the final retribution, and then the Rishayim get it. The Radak says ad is be'od, that Hashem gives rest to the tzaddikim while he digs a pit for the Rishayim. The Rashbam learns differently, as brought a lot of these perushim are brought in the art scroll. The Rashbam says that Hashem disciplines those who learn Torah. They suffer in this world, and in the next world they're going to have a lot of rewards. But the Rishayim have it the opposite. He gives them a rest from the day of evil. Lashkidlo, it's talking about the Rishayim according to the Rashbam. Lashkidlo mimei ra, he's going to get a rest from the days of evil. Aji karela rosh hashachas, and then in the end he's going to get it. Gehenim. Lo aleinu, lo aleinu. Ki lo yitosh Hashem amo, v'nachaloso lo yazov. For Hashem will not cast off his nation, nor will he forsake his heritage. Malbim says, "Hanatishu Yosrim and Aziva." That there's a difference between Aziva and Natisha, to forsake and to cast off. Casting off Natisha is a violent act of rejection. Shemafred Adav Ramito Bekoach. But Hashem doesn't do this to his nation. Kilo Yitosh. And forsaking is a lot more mild. Discontinuing a once close relationship. So Hashem's not even going to forsake the Jewish people casually, because they are nachalasa, they are his chosen spiritual heritage. All right. Baruch Hashem, we did a few psukim, and obviously there's many more tens of thousands to learn. So Hashem should just give us the life and the simcha. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.